choices. I'll take the green one. Hi, everybody. Well, was that the wrong choice? Yeah.
50% chance. What an awesome team you guys have here. Boyd and Lily have learned all of my songs on the fly from 9:30 to 10. They're amazing. Tyler back there on the sound, thank you. I always feel so welcomed here, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here and that I had the courage to leave my house in Florida and fly here. That's all good. Yeah. So thank you, Reverend Paula and Reverend Richard, for the invitation. So my talk today is the new normal, because you know what? Everybody says, isn't it great that life can go back to normal? But normal is going to look different, I think. So anyway, when you watch the news and you look online, that's all they're saying. Oh, I can't wait till we go back to normal, till we can travel, till I can hug people. All of those things would be great. And you can do that now if you know the people, you know, cautiously. And I don't find that comforting, honestly. I was actually afraid to get on a plane to fly here. I considered driving till I saw it would take me forever. I'd probably still be driving. I wouldn't be here in time. And the flight takes forever, too, I might add. But I don't have to navigate. So, you know, we've all had a really tough year and a half as a global community. It wasn't just one person having a rough time. We have all experienced something as a nation, as a human race, that has changed us. And now we've been given the all clear to go back to normal. And I want to ask myself, what does normal even look like anymore? My church went back to in-person services with live stream like you're doing here, May 30th of this year, just a few months ago. And after a year of Zooming, I could hardly remember how to do live church. I thought, wow, this shouldn't be hard. I've done this for 30 years. Why does it feel so unfamiliar, you know? And, you know, I want to do some of the things that I used to do without being afraid. And I'm working on that, like we all are. When I reflect about this past year of being hyper-vigilant about germs, wiping everything down, keeping my hands off my face. Do you know it's amazing how many times we touch our faces? I was appalled, you know. And I want to touch it right now, just talking about it. Wiping down surfaces, you know, my hands are about to fall apart from hand sanitizer. Not getting on airplanes. I realize that I have gone an entire year, and I hate to jinx myself, but I have previously gone an entire year without a sinus infection or a cold. And I didn't know it could be as simple as not touching my face. So the thought of dashing into a group of people, shaking hands, flying on a plane, which I just did, which was packed, I might add, makes me nervous. I wiped it down, I wore a mask, you know, I did all of the things you're supposed to do, but I'm still a little cautious, you know, as we all should be. I have spent an entire year learning skills that I did not know I was capable of learning. I am used to having a tech team like you have, someone that actually makes sure everything works, like Lily turned my mic on for me. That should be a no-brainer. You hit on and it works. I didn't see it. I had a 50% chance of grabbing the right mic. I didn't do that. So I'm used to a lot of tech support. When COVID started, I had to meet my tech support team in parking lots, socially distanced, to pick up the equipment that I needed to learn how to use to even be able to Zoom without looking like I had, you know, fallen off of another planet. There was a huge learning curve. And I'm grateful that I have enough brain capacity left, who knew, to learn it. And yes, it's a good thing, yeah. I've spent a year, like all of us have, relaxing at home, more or less, after I, you know, bought 50 new cords and a USB mic and all the things that make you look like you're a human being in front of your piano, cleaning off my table so it didn't look like I was hoarding things in my dining room, because everybody can see your whole space on live stream. It's very disconcerting. The first time I logged on, I thought, wow, really pathetic, really sad. I bought a screen now so I can hide everything. A year later, why didn't I do that first? Not a green screen, because if you move wrong on a green screen, your arms disappear. That looks weird too. This is just a normal screen that will stay there no matter what I do. So I wish that I could say in this past year that I have finished knitting a blanket that I've been working on. That's really optimistic because really the yarn is just sitting in a basket by my chair. And it has been sitting there for 10 years. Right, I'm glad that I don't need a lot of blankets in Florida. And I have ornaments, Christmas ornaments, I like to paint. They've been sitting on my craft table for longer than we want to discuss. And, you know, I didn't build a herb garden. I didn't paint the house. I didn't organize the garage, make a quilt. I did none of those things. I practiced self-care, which is very hard for me. I read books. I watched mindless TV. I took walks, socially distanced, in my neighborhood. And self-care. It's amazing. I have spent a year, like all of us have, practicing positive thinking under adverse conditions. And I'm telling you, if we can do that, we can do anything. We are very powerful. And so now that the news has proclaimed that we can go back to normal, I am a little skeptical. Because do I really want to return to my normal, which was racing from job to job, jumping on planes, driving somewhere, getting lost, stressed out of my mind, always racing from one thing to the next? Do I want to return to that? First of all, I would have to, you know, like I said, remember how I used to do it. I didn't think I would be able to check in for my flight. How hard is it? Good grief, it's just an app. So I find myself mysteriously reluctant to leave my house. And on reflection, even though I feel like I was a sloth last year, sitting in my chair reading books, I think I've actually gotten a lot done now that I look at it, because I had to clean stuff up for people to be able to see into my house via live stream. Since I couldn't use my regular excuse of not going to the gym because I didn't have time, since the gyms weren't open anyway, I had to actually do something, walk around the block, go swimming when the pool opened. I've had to get rid of clutter on my to-do list for, I don't know, 20 years. And I'd take something down and I'd say, oh, I may use that someday. I may wear that again if I can lose 10 pounds. Maybe that'll come back in style. And I just dust it off and put it back in its little space. And you know what? I still haven't touched it. It's still there, yes. So I was, like I said, I was very inspired to declutter my dining room table, which I use as my desk. I don't eat on it. What would the purpose of that be? And when I saw it the first time, because I'm live streaming from my grand piano, which is not real flexible. I can't just move it to a prettier space. And no matter how many candles and Buddha statues I put behind me, they could still see the mound of paper and books. And, you know, it was very humbling. So I did something about it. I actually packed up a bunch of stuff. And someday when Goodwill opens again, I'm going to bless someone with things that I no longer need and forgot that I owned. We've all had such a staggering lesson, and we're still going through it, of how interconnected we are as a family, as a human race, as the entire world. We are all interconnected. Everything each one of us does has an impact, not just on us, but on a lot of people. And in fact, while I was practicing this talk, my Alexa, I hope there's not one in here because it'll start talking to me, my little magical box that is the source of all information, perked up and said, human beings are one with all the elements of creation. I didn't know she knew that. I was very surprised. So today's news, or last week's news, on NPR had an article about this very topic of, do you want to return to the way that things were? It says that people are leaving their jobs in record numbers, no longer willing to settle for long commutes, 50 to 60 hour work weeks, crowded cubicles. People are rethinking how they are valued, how they want their lives to be, where they want to live, who they want to be next to, who they want to spend quarantine with. That's a big one. And how they want to spend their precious and finite time. And they're making dramatic changes. Last year, I was given a glimpse of what life could be. I mean, I still didn't work on my hobbies, but I could have if I wanted to. I had enough time. And we've all been changed by this experience. And we crave a flexibility that we used to think wasn't possible. So if there's any gift from the pandemic, and I'm sure there are some, it's just we're a little close to see what they might be, it has allowed us time to think about what we really want. And it's given us the time, and we still have this time, to work on creating the life that we really want to live. So maybe each of us could ask ourselves this week, what can I do right now, this day, today, this week, to welcome in my new normal? What do I want to let go of? What do I want to bring into manifestation? What do I want to envision and bring to me? What do I want in my life? What do I want my life to be? Being home for an entire year, I have to admit that it's easy to get lazy. The Zoom only shows the top half of your body. You don't even have to wear shoes, you know? You can wear pajama pants and a nice top. No one knows the difference, okay? You don't even have to comb your hair some mornings. And what can you do anyway? Because the beauty salons weren't open. So it was a very creative year. My purple faded. I was distraught. Distraught. So I will say, though, after a month of being completely lazy and not getting dressed, you know, only the top up, I was dressed, but not dressed well, I discovered that I felt differently. I wasn't as motivated. You know, I felt lazy because I was lazy, and I didn't feel like I had a purpose. So I realized this is a tough lesson to know, that it's okay to have a veg day, but not a veg year. Veg year, nah. So now that I'm leaving the house again on limited excursions, I have to put on my A game, you know, match things, you know, put on makeup. And at least with my new walking routine from last year, my clothes still fit me. This is a bonus. Yeah. The truth is that all regular things require care. Everything requires care, from your pet to your plant to your house. Your house isn't living, but you're living in it, so it's good to take care of it. And myself requires care. And I've put self-care into my new normal. So I ask you what self-care might look like for you. What could you put into your new normal? Because experts, whoever they are, say that it takes only 21 days to make something into a habit. I'm still testing that theory. You actually have to go 21 days in a row, not just 21 random days in a year. It's not the same. So healthy eating. I had time to cook. I had beautiful recipe books of healthy, fun stuff that they've been sitting on my shelf for 10 years unopened. I just like their cover. I actually opened some of them and cooked some of the food in there. And I was pleasantly surprised. It was fun. Portion control, no extra sodium, no additives that you can't pronounce. Time spent with family, creating together, was good. I plan to continue my daily habit of walking and going outside, even in Florida, where it's been raining nonstop. Meditation. Meditation. I used to do yoga. I loved yoga. I've been doing some yoga online. It's not the same because there's no gong. I really only go for the gong. I want the relaxation and the gong, not the exercises are just like what I have to do to be allowed to have the gong. But still, I'm doing it. I had an MRI a few weeks ago. Those are really unpleasant. I discovered that it took every relaxation skill that I had, and some that I was surprised to know about, to even get through the 30-minute test. I don't ever want to have another one. I counted backwards from 100 by sevens, deep breathing, yogic breathing, chanting, meditation, panic attack prayers. One-stop shopping, the MRI brings it all into manifestation. I want to keep my mind sharp by doing things like crossword puzzles instead of, you know, watching the news all the time, which doesn't necessarily keep you as sharp as you could be. Depressed, perhaps, but not sharp. Instead of wishing I could play the guitar, which I still can't do, I might add, I own one. That almost counts. I own 5, actually, and a ukulele. I actually started taking online lessons. And now if I take the guitar out of the case and practice, there is a hope that I will be able to play it near soon. I'm journaling. I've started taking an online creative nonfiction course, which comes with homework and reading, and I love it. It's like being in college with 4 people in your class and expectations. Very fun. I'm signing up again. I want to keep living in gratitude. What about you guys? Don't you feel better when you're grateful? You know, like, the year's been tough, but, you know, we made it through it. We're all here. You know, we learned new things. We were adaptable. We were adaptable. We were able to get through it. And I know that there's a lot of fear around. I still feel it. But fear can take your breath away, and so can beauty. And I myself would rather have my breath taken away with beauty rather than fear. So what would you like to be different in your life now that your new normal has arrived? What would you like to add? It's a perfect time to learn a new skill, because everything is taught online, everything. You could learn a new skill, a new hobby, a new craft. You could adopt an animal from the pound that's looking for a beautiful forever home. There's YouTube videos about everything. My green screen, which I decided not to use after I moved my arm once and it completely disappeared, I had to watch a YouTube video more than once to get it back in its little carrying case. They don't just fold up. They're made of metal. Ralph Waldo Emerson says, "The earth laughs in colors." If you look at a beautiful meadow of flowers, it does not contain gray and muted colors. So a person who chooses to live mindfully and joyfully chooses their colors from a wide palette for the work of art that is their life. What if you thought of your life as a work of art? A work of art, things that you are sent here to do that only you can do. Armed with my newly established habits that can go awry at the slightest thing of self-care, I want to be mindful about what I let into my life, what I let steal my joy, and what I focus on. While other people and pets can contribute to my joy and happiness, they can't create it. That's an inside job. So I'm going to give you a little affirmation here, and I'm going to say it once, and then you're going to repeat it with me. Isn't that fun? I am responsible for my, I have braces now, I can hardly talk. Yeah, that's a new joy, isn't it? Braces, unbelievable. I am responsible for my own happiness. I am responsible for my own happiness. Adapting a meditation practice is not about just sitting still and thinking about your grocery list. It's actually about letting your mind be quiet. I vow to remain present in the moment. Together, I vow to remain present in the moment. Mindfulness and being peaceful is not about telling myself stories to make myself feel better. I am open to the truth of my being every step of the way. I am open to the truth of my being every step of the way. Being prepared for my new normal is not being annoyed that my dog needs to go out when I'm trying to meditate. I chose the dog, I must love the dog, and I must care for the dog. It all comes together. I am grateful for companionship in my life. I am grateful for companionship in my life. I am grateful for everything that I have chosen to have in my life, my friends, my job, my surroundings. I choose, I love. I bless what I have chosen to do and treat the things and people around me with care. I bless what I have chosen to do and treat the people and things around me with care. I allow myself time to unwind before going to sleep without watching disturbing TV or even the news. Instead, I relax, I meditate, I do peaceful breathing, I practice gratitude, gratitude for another beautiful day. I am nurturing my body and soul with serenity. I am nurturing my body and soul with serenity. I remember that it is the light that I long for, not the clouds that I care for. I am focused on the light of my being. I am focused on the light of my being. In other words, though your activities in your life may remain the same, it's the way that you view them, the gratitude that you're able to even do them, that changes everything. Norman Vincent Peale says, change your thoughts and you change your world. I want to be aware of what I am saying to myself every day. Am I showing gratitude for my life and my home and my friends? Or do I focus on what isn't going the way I had hoped? I will tell you that last year when the pandemic started, as a musician who makes her entire living by playing at churches and traveling around, and in one instant, my entire year was cleared of income earning activities, it's easy to go to a place of fear. And I sat there for an entire day. I wasn't getting anywhere, however. Then I discovered that I could learn a new skill, which almost had to put me in online therapy, but I learned the new skill of being online. And we can all adapt. So I don't want to stay in fear. Fear is not a good place to live. Fear, and I don't want to say to myself things that make me embrace fear or make me feel less than. So none of us know what the future is going to bring, or even really what tomorrow is going to bring. But as a spiritual beings, as each of us are spiritual beings, what I do know is that each and every one of us will rise from the ashes of this past year stronger and better than before. The song I started with, When My Moment Comes, is from the 12 Women of the Chalice. It's the story of Tamar. The 12 Women of the Chalice is a 12 Powers CD and book based on Charles Fillmore's 12 Powers of Man, interpreted through the Divine Feminine. And each of the women in the stories and songs has a speaking part in the Bible and are in the genealogy of Jesus. So Tamar stood at a crossroads with real lots of courage to claim what she knew was hers. So what are we claiming this year that we know is ours to do, ours to bring into our life, ours to claim as our new normal, the beauty that we can have surrounding us just by focusing on that instead of the clouds or the fear that are also all around us. So love is a healing power. We all know that. And the mind of enlightenment is a mind of love. And myself, I would like my new normal to be creative, empowering, loving, flexible, enlightening, calming, and filled with gratitude. How about you? I'm going to end. I have to move back to my other space over here. I have two hats today. And end with a song that I wrote on the telephone with Reverend Richard and Harold Payne. And it expresses the joy and the beauty of everything that's around us if we raise our eyes up just to look around. Thank you for listening. This chair moves a lot. talk amongst yourselves.
So how was your week?
I was going to say that wasn't much conversation. All right. All right. Silence. Thank you.
There.